you know, I saw Tom Brady and Belichick, you know, advance to the Super Bowl yet again. The Patriots, like, you know, can become, Brady can become the first quarterback to win five Super Bowls. Belichick setting records for getting there, etc. And it just struck me as, like, when I was watching the 90s Yankees, about how you were watching, we were all watching something very special. You know, to have a run like this in professional football is very, very difficult. I think sometimes the fans of the team lose sight of how special this is and just take it for granted. To see the Yankees win the World Series four times in a row is absolutely incredible, because it's just so hard to get to a Super Bowl or to get to a World Series. And then you see all the debates online, and this isn't fantasy related, but I'm very interested in it, about who the greatest quarterback is of all time. To me, it always was Joe Montana, but to me, now it's Brady. Derek Jeter was really the face of the 90s Yankees, but it was a core four. We get very provincial, you know, in our opinions about this, too. There are people outside Boston who won't give Brady credit, or people who hate the Yankees who won't, you know, give the core four and Jeter credit. And you know, both Tom Brady and Derek Jeter are like the faces of those historical franchises. What we see going on here is absolutely tremendously historical. It'll never get in our lifetimes. And to me, and we got a passionate Yankee fan here on the panel, and a guy, you know, who's also from Boston, who was more meaningful and bigger in his sport, or would be bigger in the sports pantheon of all time, Tom Brady or Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter was an ambassador of the game. I don't think Tom Brady's an ambassador of the game.
Now, here's something I'm going to throw out there, though. They were both bigger than the sport. When Tom Brady's in, I don't know if Jeter's an ambassador of the game, but everybody outside New York love him. You look at Jeter statistically, and he doesn't measure up maybe as the greatest at his own position. And he was part of the core four, where you could say Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback of all time. So I'm going to throw it out to you. You guys can all three of you say your
this
pieces.
Is my thing with the greatest quarterback of all time. I have put Tom Brady ahead of Peyton Manning as number two. But Joe Montana being undefeated in the Super Bowl still makes him number one to me. Now, he didn't go as many times as Tom Brady, so I get that. But Tom Brady could win another one, you know, this upcoming in the next 10 days or so. I just, that unblemished, Joe Montana being unblemished could still makes him number one. But Tom Brady is miles ahead of Peyton Manning.
To the question, though, who is bigger for his sport, Brady or Jeter, and why?
I just got to say Derek Jeter, because he was an ambassador to the game. Tom Brady's never been looked at as an ambassador to the game. Peyton Manning was the ambassador to the game. Tom Brady is kind of like, you know, the best, but he's not. I didn't look at him as an ambassador to the game. I mean, he's been suspended for cheating.
I think that Derek Jeter is the most blown up thing in the history of sports. If he didn't play in New York, would be just another player. He's a me guy from every sense of the word. He wanted to bat number two in the lineup. Brian Cashman wanted to move him back. He wouldn't move back. And Brian Cashman succeeded to his wishes. Came down the final three games of his career at Fenway Park. All sorts of people from New York bought all the tickets online for crazy amounts of dollars. He didn't play. Derek Jeter was a me guy, and I think outside of New York, people lose sight of what he actually was. As far as Tom Brady goes, I don't know if he's the best quarterback of all time, but he's the most accomplished. There's no doubt about it. And for Joe Montana to go unblemished because he was only in four Super Bowls, I think is crazy, and I think it's erroneous. So what
it's
if he was
the
only
in
three, would that be?
It's still the winning.
So
percentage.
If he won three, with where is it? Four is okay, but if he only was in three, is that not enough?
Well, you look.
I mean,
at
Tom Brady by the end of his career might double Joe Montana in Super Bowls.
He might double in appearances.
Double.
But I just look at the undefeated mark. I think the undefeated mark is special. Now, I get it. He was not.
I can go and
find in four.
Yeah.
What's your answer to the question, Tony? I know which way you're leaning, but
I think I don't think there's a true answer. I think they're both in their sport. It's the one thing. Like, I can't even make the argument that Derek Jeter is a top five shortstop of all time. That I have a hard time believing.
I think Jeter's great. I just think Tom Brady, you know, I think they're both bigger than the sport. Like you say, Tom Brady's more accomplished. What's your opinion on it, Greg?
And you could see, you could make the debate on Montana too. It's whole different eras too. Like the numbers won't be up to Tom Brady's numbers as far as career, but that was a whole different game. Like, you used to run the ball, and I think of Dan Marino. Like, I don't want to penalize Dan Marino either because his team never made the Super Bowl. His team had no defense at all. That ain't his fault.
They couldn't. Era of the Dolphins, they didn't run the football either. Didn't have no running game. Yeah, it was nothing around them. But by the same token, Joe Montana played with Jerry Rice. Tom Brady has never had a player Jerry Rice.
I think the undefeated
Randy
thing
Moss.
In the Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah, Randy Moss. He did have Randy Moss.
I think the undefeated
Moss,
thing in the Super Bowls is the only thing that Montana has over Brady.
I think that's probably it at this point, too. So that's sad. But he's closing in on being the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
And the thing that hurts Montana in my eyes is Steve Young came in and won Super Bowls after him.
That's true, too.
He won one.
He won it, though.
Yeah.
Tom Brady won. They were always a good team with Steve Young. Like, there was no drop
off. I've never seen anybody as clutch as Joe Montana.
Joe Montana took the Chiefs to the AFC Championship, but he couldn't get
hump.
Yeah. But he couldn't get over the –
And nobody would have expected that at that age of his career. So, yeah, I think we forget about the whole Chiefs thing, and which is not a bad thing. You want to always remember Montana in that 49ers uniform.
I kind of feel like there, it was some controversy in that game that he lost, that they lost in the AFC Championship.
Do you have an opinion on this, Greg?
I don't remember what team they played.
I think that, and remember, I never saw Montana in his prime. I saw him, like, when I remember Joe Montana, I remember him in a Chiefs uniform. That was, like, my beginning of football is Joe Montana as a Kansas City Chief. I believe that Brady is, you're pairing arguably the greatest quarterback of all time with arguably the greatest coach of all time. And that, like, deadly combination has obviously worked out incredibly well over the last decade and a half for Tom Brady. When it comes to being a bigger star, a bigger name, and all that stuff, compared to Derek Jeter, you know, I almost lean toward Brady, given that, you know, Jeter had, as good as Jeter was, 3,000 hits, the whole deal, the mega star that he is today, all those championships, no doubt. He was in New York, and New York pumps people up, as Tony mentioned, to an nth degree. And I love Derek Jeter, you know, he's my favorite athlete of all time and all that stuff. If Derek Jeter plays somewhere else, I don't know if he becomes Derek Jeter.
Right.
Now, New England was nothing, as Tony will attest to, before Brady and Belichick. Nothing.
They were nothing, then they were respectable with Drew Bledsoe.
Fine. They're as respectable as the Chiefs are respectable with Alex Smith, right? You know,
I think Bledsoe was better than that, but you know.
They went to a Super Bowl.
But the Patriots weren't.
I would say the Chargers were with Philip Rivers.
Sure, yeah. and that's fine. Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah. Nothing like this, right? Of course. With Brady and Belichick. So there have been, in my opinion, there have been a lot of Yankees that have just become mega uber superstars, from Derek Jeter to all the guys before Derek Jeter. There's never been a Patriot like Tom Brady, ever.
No, that's true. But when I talk about ambassador to the game.
You want to talk ambassador to the game?
Derek Jeter was an ambassador to the game.
Of course he was. Tom Brady got suspended.
Yeah.
He's a cheater.
So there you go right there. I take that into consideration, being an ambassador to the game, you know. A guy you can that the commissioner can put up there in a crisis.
Commissioner wants to get rid of Tom Brady.
Here's one thing, and it's interesting too. Brady's the greatest Patriot of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Jeter's not the greatest Yankee of all time.
No. But like, is that Jeter's fault, right? Like,
that's true. Right?
It's not Jeter's fault that all these Babe Ruth players, Babe Ruth played for the Yankees.
Players played for the New York Yankees.